Hi, my name is Tamara Gray. I am the pastor of Grace Communion Cleveland. I'm what you would call a practitioner. The subject that I'm sharing has changed my view of ministry. I will be sharing what I've learned and what I continue to learn. Let me give you an overview. We're going to have the presentation. We're going to have reflection questions at the end, and there'll be a survey link that's available to submit questions throughout the presentation. In the 30 years as a music educator, I have had the privilege of teaching and working in the lives of colleagues and students and in the community. I have a story of a young lady who I've known since she was in kindergarten, and I have been her music teacher. Our lives have become intertwined because we are constantly in touch with one another. I became in touch with her mother. We became friends, and we continue to be in touch to this very day. And she's 26 years old, and she's applying for a job in my district right now. We have gone through many various roles in our relationship, but today I understand it to be what it is. It's one of place sharing, which is our subject today. We can start by asking two questions. These will give us the answers to the theological foundation for the practice of place sharing. We ask these questions: who is Jesus and where is Jesus in all of this discussion? He is the incarnate, the crucified, the resurrected, and ascended Lord. Because he is incarnate, crucified, resurrected, and ascended, he is right here and present in our relationships. We know him as the perfect place sharer. We participate in his place sharing as place sharers ourselves. Now, who would benefit from this video? I'm going to say anyone who's interested: pastors, Avenue champions, ministry leaders. I hope these videos bless you. I know they will. Let's pray. Lord God, we come before you. We are so grateful for the opportunity to learn from you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to just be present and to learn. We pray it all in Jesus' holy, mighty name. Amen. What is place sharing? From the GCI RCL resource sermon on July 10th, 2022, I found this and I loved it. Place sharing is a term attributed to Dietrich Bonhoeffer and refers to an empathetic relationship that is based upon Christ as the ultimate place sharer, which causes people to mutually share joys and sorrows. We can assume that neighborliness requires proximity, which we achieve through place sharing. We must see ourselves as linked to those in need of a neighbor. Our own well-being must be intertwined with theirs. Otherwise, the care we offer is often condescending and laced with ulterior motives. Rather than seeing someone as a target for evangelism, place sharing strives to see others as the fully loved people in Christ. It may be a one-way street because there is no expectation for the other to repay place sharing. There is no expectation of return. The return would mean the relationship is transactional, quid pro quo. Place sharing, however, is mutually transformational. But I guess you could say there is an expectation, and that is to see Jesus. Because place sharing as a posture in ministry is based on who people are in Christ and what Jesus is doing in the middle of our relationships, it is a posture of ministry we carry with us both within and out of the gathering church community. It's not just a strategy or something we do to non-Christians. It is a response to Jesus in relationship with one another. Starting here might help us to begin letting go of the next thing, transactional attitude, since we are often moving on to the next thing with people who are not Christians. Place sharing helps to rid us of the us versus them mentality. Now, I've got some ways to think about place sharing, what it could look like. Being fully present with the reality of another, the good, the bad, and the ugly, which can come from both sides. Approaching relationships not as a means of influence, not a way to the next thing, church attendance, adoption of Christian ideals, behavioral modifications, just to name a few. Place sharing versus mentoring. Let's talk a little bit about that. In mentoring, there is not a level field. I give and you receive is the dynamic. One is guided by knowledge and the other is in the position of the learner, while the other is in the position of teacher. It can be transactional, but it can also be transformational. I do understand that. I don't want to diminish the value of mentoring or coaching. Those are all important. This is a different posture. Relational ministry, place sharing goes further. When the lady, the young lady I spoke of at the beginning, that is where we started. It was mentoring. Do as I say, and you will get this result. I admit that at times we go back to that because of how she's moving in her own career. But now we're establishing a different relationship. Now I see it as a relationship grounded in intentionality, established empathy, and the transformational presence of Jesus. How do you get out of the next thing mindset? You depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to allow you to see the person, not the project. You become intentional about being relational and sharing yourself, remembering our entire life in and out of church community is Jesus, period. After a while, I would like to think that eventually it becomes just who we are. The life of place sharing is a life of selflessness. It does not mean losing yourself, but it does mean in a Christ-centered way, because I'm completely for you. I concretely know who I am. The more I stand in for you, the more I know myself. When standing with and for another, I represent his or her humanity before God, and at the same time, represent God's humanity to the other. I stand where they should stand, but cannot, and they do the same for me. Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? But does it sound easy? Not so much, not on our own. And it can only be done in the power of the one who is already present and acting as the place sharer of all humanity, Jesus Christ. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're the ultimate example of the place sharer in the triune relationship. And Jesus is the ultimate place sharer with humanity. Let's look at some place sharing examples in Scripture and how it takes its different forms. The one we've already just said, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the spiritual realm. Jesus as perfecter and ongoing place sharer of all humanity in his birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension. This is the present and ongoing place sharing ministry of Jesus that we participate in as place sharers. Jesus with his disciples is another example. He was more than a teacher and mentor. He shared life with them. Let's talk about the woman at the well we find in John 4, verses 1 through 15. Jesus had a posture of curiosity. He knows the answers, but still takes time to ask her questions and build relationship. Curiosity is part of the posture of place sharing. And then I think about an example in my own life. So this is out of scripture. And this happened in a grocery store on a winter day where I was going to get groceries. It was snowing. It was terribly cold outside. And I walked down this aisle. There were hardly any people in the store. I mean, very few. I walk down an aisle and the smell hits me. And I'm wondering, what is going on? I don't know what's going on. Where's that smell coming from? And I start to walk up the aisle, and there's one other person in the aisle, and she is peering into the freezers. And I realize that it's her that I'm smelling, right? She is poorly dressed. She has swollen ankles. She has no socks on. Her shoes are run over. And I kind of turn away because I'm thinking, I don't want to embarrass her. I don't want to stare. And I turn away and trying to get my own articles, and a voice says to me, clear as a bell in my head. It says, offer to buy her groceries. And I look around and said, I did not just hear that. And the voice says again, offer to buy her groceries. I knew I had to be obedient. So I walked over to her and I said, excuse me. She said, hello. I said, you don't know me, but I'd like to buy your groceries today. She looked shocked. And I said, I would like to buy your groceries. So please go around the store and get whatever you need and I'll meet you up front. You know, she refused for a minute and I told her, I really mean it, please. So I walked up front and I've got to tell you, my flesh took over for a minute because I thought, ooh, she's going to come back with, I just gave her carte blanche over everything I have and she's going to come back with a lot. She came up to the front and I'm telling you, she only had two more things in her cart. I said, no, really, ma'am, please go get whatever you need. I mean it. And please just go and get whatever you want. So she left again, came back shortly, and had one more thing in her cart. And I said, are you sure? She said, I'm sure. I said, okay. I said, please get in front of me. And she got in front of me. And in all that time, I realized I hadn't introduced myself. So I said, hi, I'm sorry. I probably should introduce myself. My name is Tamar. And she said, my name is Jacqueline. And I said, I didn't say this out loud, but to myself, I thought, what a regal name for someone who's so disheveled. And she then proceeded to say, people never see me. And she put her hand across her face like that. And I said to her, and I remember saying this, well, today, Jesus saw you. And we never saw each other again. I mean, I actually went out to see if she had a ride because I offered to give her a ride home if she needed one. She was gone. And I thought to myself, I didn't think to myself at that time. I just knew I saw Jesus at that time. But now I can put a name to what happened between us. We were place sharing for a short amount of time. It was unbelievable. The young lady in my own life, I wanted the next thing with her. I couldn't get the next thing with Jacqueline. I wanted her to become a worship leader. I wanted my friend at the beginning and her mom to start coming to church. I had hopes of her being this mighty woman of God. And I could say, look, I brought her to Christ. But I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 3, verses 5 through 7, where Paul said, as the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. That was my reminder. Let's compare what place sharing is and what place sharing is not. Place sharing is the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's seeing others according to the Spirit and not the flesh. It's transformational. And place sharing is empathetic. Here's an example. Learning about your neighbor's interest and asking questions, getting to know them and participating in that interest without expectation. This is an example of joining them where they are. Let's talk about what place sharing is not. It's not a butts in the seat strategy, not to fill up your church. It's not about making others a project. It's not about being transactional and expecting something in return. And it's not about sympathy, feeling sorry for someone. Here's an example. Inviting your neighbor to church without caring to know them or their story. This is asking them to join you without seeing them for who they are. As we conclude this part of the presentation, please take some time to reflect on some questions that are listed, and I'll see you in the next part.